Hi, everybody. I'm Bob O'Donnell. I'm the president and chief analyst of Technalysis Research, and I'm sitting here with Jeff Phillips. Jeff is section manager, software platform marketing for National Instruments. And we're going to have a chat today about technology trends and platforms. So Jeff, I was here at NI Week, and it was a great opportunity. I got to participate in the keynote alongside you and saw a lot of really innovative things that people are doing out there. And, you know, a lot of the biggest tech trends that we see, everything from the Internet of Things and 5G and communications, all were big topics there. And it's really interesting to see how these technologies are being developed and how companies are working to do that. You know, and I'm just curious to get your kind of perspective on how you see some of these things evolving.
Sure. You know, one of the most interesting things about the Internet of Things, 5G, and some of the trends that are evolving the way that engineers in the market are solving challenges has been the unification of concepts or ideas that were once very different or separate. So the traditional design V, where you see the design side of a house and the test side of a house, are starting to come together and share more software, share more IP and design considerations. And that has produced quite a significant opportunity for National Instruments as a provider of systems for those engineers, and then specifically for the engineers who are solving those challenges.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, what we see out there increasingly is, you know, systems that build on systems. And, you know, there's a lot of complexity involved there, a lot of challenges that have to be solved. And the other thing that's happening is, when we look at tech overall, is this notion of lots of different platforms being developed and people building solutions around these platforms. So for example, obviously, there's the obvious examples of mobile platforms like an iOS or an Android. But there's other platforms we're seeing companies create. So things like what Microsoft is doing, for example, with Office 365 has become like a platform. A lot of the web services that are out there are all platform-based tools. And so that kind of thinking and that way of approaching how people develop products and actually make products is also growing as well. So I'm just curious for, you know, how you see it, what your perspective is on some of those things.
Sure. So platforms are obviously incredibly important for engineers trying to solve some of the greatest challenges in the market. One of the key advantages platform brings is the standardization of an approach.
Got it.
And so you can build a community around a platform, shareable IP of best practices, even from the standpoint of the usability or approachability of common solutions built on top of a platform. You know, several years ago, we saw here at NI and a lot of the markets that we work in, this evolution of what's now being coined as the Internet of Things, and this growth in distributed and connected and data being shared between lots of different places and applications. And we started to evolve the way that we build our tools internally that ultimately our end users use to build systems or test products. And that evolution was to take this same platform approach that's used by end users in the market and take that same approach to how we build our products internally. And of course, for NI, the most important product that keeps everything held together is the software.
Sure.
And in the market today, software is becoming increasingly the user experience. They're controlling hardware, deploying hardware, but they're doing so through the software.
Sure.
And so bringing that standardization in our software platform designed specifically for an engineer, as opposed to some of the more consumer broad-based platforms like you mentioned, has been an incredible opportunity, and we're excited to start seeing some of those end products roll out of that platform and start to solve some of the most important challenges in the market today.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you bring a great point, because the ability to think about, you know, the benefits of a platform when you think about these things is you've got the standardization in particular, and then the reusability in a lot of cases, right? In some examples, it's documents or what have you that are, you know, if you've got a standardized format. But, you know, if you've got code or other kinds of things like that, that could be that reusable component. You know, so you've got the ability when you think about things from a platform perspective, you can start to build a whole set of things around sort of a core data set, as it were. And again, in the case of for tools for engineers, that data set very well is going to be some sort of code typically. So having that ability, you know, it really allows you to think differently once you're like, wait a minute, instead of having all these different things and we have to translate this to that and this to that, you know, by having a consistent platform instead of tools, it really enables you to start thinking differently, like you said, about how you approach different problems. I know one example is in the area of 5G. 5G is, I know, very important for NI, and you guys have done a lot of work in that area. Yes. So talk a little bit about what you guys are doing with 5G and how you're taking this kind of platform-like approach.
Sure. So 5G has been a very interesting trend and challenge in the market, primarily because of the acceleration of the solutions to 5G. You know, if you back up and look at the 4G standard with based on LTE, there was a 10 to 12 year window before LTE was introduced from the seminal concept, before the standards committee chose LTE and the research really started focusing in on that. Recently, the 3GPP committee standardized on millimeter wave for 5G, and this is 2 to 3 years after the seminal demonstrations for millimeter wave were shown at some of the different industry summits like Brooklyn 5G. And of course, at NI, we like to believe that the tools that we make and the hardware platforms and the software products that we've introduced to the market play a key role in that acceleration. The software product specifically is LabVIEW Communications, and that is a very unique version of LabVIEW that we built out of this engineering software platform to specifically target communications design, and especially within the realm of 5G. And if you think about the broad base of engineering applications, there's a lot of commonalities between them, needing to acquire data from the world and needing to perform analysis on that data, draw business insights, or control an actuator to say yes or no on a testing line. But the way that an engineer in, for example, a communications design application needs to interact with that is very different. And so the platform gave us the ability to really tailor our broad-based tool that's LabVIEW that can be used by millions of engineers to accomplish virtually anything and to hone in the end-to-end user experience, the design flow, the IPs, and especially in the communications design market, it's about the algorithm flow of going from a theoretical algorithm down to a vetted, functional, highly performant FPGA-based algorithm that can run on a UE or run on a base station out in the market.
Right. And you know, the one of the challenges I think a lot of people who haven't really looked at this recognize is the fact that up until now, to do a lot of this, you had to do completely different tools. Different members of the chain had to use completely different tools, and that made for a lot of extra work, people having to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, to make some of these things work. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, that's more of the benefit of the platform internally to NI. There's a lot of benefits from reuse and leverage and getting more out of the investment we put into the software. When you look at the benefit to the end user who's using the software, they get more of that standardization across the design flow. Because it's built on a platform, you can have different views or different levels of sophistication from a high level, highly abstracted view where you can see more of the system architecture, but you can still dive into the details of an algorithm or into the semantics of how a specific piece of the application will work.
Got it. And because a lot of the challenges is when you have an incredibly powerful tool, some people have a hard time figuring out where to start, right? And so it's giving those directions and, you know, sort of pre-building certain capabilities. And if you do that from a common set, then you can apply that principle in a lot of different areas besides just communications in theory.
Yes, that's exactly right. And when you look at, for example, IoT, when you look at 5G, or the how RF as a concept has become ubiquitous across just about any test application, that usability, that common approachability becomes extremely important because you can no longer just rely on the single RF expert that's in the account to be the bottleneck. Now, whether you're building and testing a washing machine or a cell phone or a Bluetooth headset, every product that we're building is going to be connected, is going to be on a network, on Wi-Fi, on cellular. And so those concepts of RF can no longer be specialized. And with a platform approach, you can make them more approachable to a non-expert, to somebody who's a communications expert, not necessarily an RF testing expert.
Got it. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, you know, and when you think about it, really, kind of, it's almost as if it's not even just a platform. It almost becomes like an OS in a sense. It's like you've got a baseline platform and an OS type environment where you're plugging in drivers to connect to hardware, and you're plugging in different applications that communicate with each other, and the ability to make all of these things work together. It's almost like it's an engineering OS.
Yeah, that's a very interesting analogy in operating system, from the sense of the level of abstraction, the level of commonality across the APIs, and the standardization of how communications interfaces work, even to the hardware levels between the driver and defining those between the software. But there's also a lot of differences from a traditional
Sure.
OS to what we would consider in a software platform designed for engineers.
Got it. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, hey, Jeff, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me, and really enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully folks listening enjoyed it as well. Take care,
Absolutely.
Everybody. Alrighty, bye-bye.